It is, and it's nice to have your company. Port Adelaide, did you know, top of the AFL ladder. They are going magnificently. Had a little bit of a hiccup against the Brisbane Lions, but came back and went whooshka to the Giants and got back on the horse. And Dan Houston's a big part of that team at the Power. He's been good enough to join us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure to have you on the program, particularly when you're top of the table, which we think is fantastic. We've been watching Port Adelaide with great interest this year. We quite like Kenny Hinkley, and we quite like the list you've got there. And you're starting to put it all together, Dan. Are you feeling something building there at the Power?
Yeah, definitely. I think, at the start of the year, we played some really good footy and played some good footy in a hub as well. Again, probably not the quality of the opposition, which... we have been in the last few weeks, but we certainly were gaining a bit of momentum, and then we were really good at putting it together against against GWS, and probably just missed the mark a bit against Brisbane. But we're feeling, definitely we've got a great balance of youth and experience in our team, and Kenny's coaching us really well this year, which has also helped.
How disappointed was the group with that performance against Brisbane? Because it was a good chance to measure yourself against a really good team on their home deck. And we know the hub life's different for a lot of people, but it was their home deck at the Gabba that day. And you just didn't quite get up to speed for that game. How disappointed was the group?
Yeah, very disappointed. I mean, we were really non-competitive for most of the night. Our pressure around the ball was horrible. We were out-muscled, out-played. And as you said before, it was a great opportunity to really show, how far we have come and how good of a team we were. And we really butchered the opportunity. And it was all stuff that we could have controlled. And we just really didn't rock up on the night. And we thought that GWS was a great opportunity just to really, get back on the horse, like you said, and show everyone, how good we are and respond to the Brisbane Lions game, which was really poor on our behalf.
I must confess, Dan, I love seeing Kenny in the rooms after that win, getting in the middle of the circle and being genuinely excited. And I know it was a special day for him personally becoming an AFL Life member, but it just felt that was a significant win for the club, particularly the way you did it.
Yeah, definitely. I think we had to fly in and fly out on that day as well, which is another hurdle that we've sort of overcome a bit, which is pretty tough. You wake up at 4:30... and you sort of have to waste a bit of time before the game, which normally you wouldn't have to do. You'd be at home, watching TV or just carrying on with what you usually do. So that was a little bit different. Then obviously, Kenny, Life membership, everyone was stoked for him. And usually he's not too keen on the limelight, but it was good to have him in the middle of the circle. I mean, boys were pretty careful about how much Gatorade they were going to pour on him. But they might not get a spot next week if they pour too much, but it was... Yeah, it was good to have him in the middle and celebrate with us.
Has it been difficult? I mean, I think a lot of people don't realise that you guys are flying home, preparing back in Adelaide and then going back to play these games in Queensland, getting up at 4:30, that sort of thing, as you touched on. How difficult has it been?
Yeah, well, it probably sounded pretty good fly out on the day. You're back in your home state, but probably... was a little bit harder than what I thought it was going to be. It's more so, the flight home and all the stuff after the game where usually you'd just be zipping straight home, but you've actually got to wait around and do a lot of waiting after a game. And if you do lose a game, it can be pretty hard, I would imagine, because you're always around the coaches, you're always around the players, and the mood just wouldn't be the same for those 4 hours of travelling or whatever you have to do. But then saying that, if you win, it's probably a little bit better. But still, the travelling is just takes a bit out of you on the way home, and knowing that you have to do it the next week is just something that you just got to make sure you get your head around it early on in the week and take it day by day so that you're not stressing about it.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. Now, I'm talking on behalf of a number of people that have you in fantasy teams because. You made the move from a running defender and you played some midfield minutes last year and you really sort of consolidated yourself in the team and you went from, right up the ranks as a footballer. This year, kind of a little bit more back towards halfback, a bit more midfield time last week. How much are you enjoying that extra responsibility of getting in where the action is?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. I probably towards the end of last year, got in the middle a bit more and then trained as a midfielder in the pre-season. And then played a bit more in the back line towards the start of the year. Obviously, Ollie was back this year where he wasn't last year. So that sort of, they pushed him straight into the midfield and I was happy to play half back for a bit. And then obviously Tom Rockliffe going out on the weekend, Kenny was able to put me back in the midfield, which was good. And I'll obviously play that role throughout the year, going to half back or going back into the midfield, whatever suits. I've had a few of my mates who also have me in fantasy just spraying me every week because I don't know where I'm playing.
Not your fault. 68 points last week. I would have liked a few more. You started very well. I was thinking you were looking 80 or 90, maybe even 100 there at one point.
Yeah, the ball just kept landing in my lap, but I went on a bit of a cooler after that as well, so probably get me in trouble for that as well.
I wouldn't get too bogged down with that sort of stuff, Dan. You're part of a nice little machine back up there for the Power. And it's good to watch. Just watching Big Charlie in action, when he's up and about, is he the sort of guy that excites teammates?
Yeah, definitely. I think the most exciting part is that we train against him every time. So I know what it's like when he's on and he's taking marks over your head. So when he's doing that to the opposition, it's just, it's just sort of, it's good to watch. And obviously Charlie's such a great footballer. And when he does do those things, it just lifts the team. And obviously we've missed him for a good part of a year and a half with his ankle. So it's great to have him back. It feels like, it's a new Charlie back at the club.
Well, it's great to see him up and about. Great to see Port Adelaide playing really good brand of footy, let alone just winning, but playing a really good brand of footy, which we love as footy fans. Dan, so keep that up. Tell Kenny that we approve, so I'm sure he'll be wrapped about that. And good luck on Sunday against the Blues. We think it's going to be an absolute cracker. 105, check your local guides at the Gabba on Sunday. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Cheers for having me.